She's the youngest pilot of her kind in the state of Arizona. If you think flying a plane is hard, this may be far more difficult. For while it's relatively easy to get into the air, you have very little control over where you'll go. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
At the age of 16, Jillian Bartsch had a license to drive a car and pilot a hot air balloon. The latter can be a challenge in her home state of Arizona.
It's really hard to fly in Arizona because you have to get the balloon hotter than the outside air.
She goes to Utah in the summer or flies in Arizona in the winter. When she takes off, she is at the mercy of the wind. A pie ball or small balloon is sent aloft first to get an idea of wind direction.
So if you're here, the wind can be going this way, but then 500 feet up, the wind can be going this way. So that's why you also set off a pie ball, because then you'll see where it changes. You are able to control if you're going up or down, so then you just have to control which way you're going.
Jillian is the youngest pilot in Arizona. She says there are very few younger folks getting involved in ballooning. She has an idea of why that is.
It takes a lot of time. You can go to balloon festivals, and the kids are really excited about it, but then they just like looking at them. They don't really want to learn about how to control them or anything.
And it can be expensive to get started. It helps to have someone in the family who already has a balloon and the expertise to fly it. A balloon may cost about $30,000, so it takes some cash to get involved. Jillian loves to fly, but she's had some interesting flights.
One time, I was flying in Arizona, and the wind said it was going to go that way, and then it went this way, and I was stuck over the I-10, and you can't land on the I-10. I waited it out, and I ended up crash landing in, like, a soccer field. They, like, stopped the game because we were too much of a distraction.
The 7-year-old soccer players thought the balloon landing on their field was more interesting than the game anyway.
I just want to show them, because once you're hooked onto it, you just love it, and it's so fun to go up.
Traveling the countryside in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.